挣扎哈，因为我认为我的英语不是很好。
And I keep saying to myself, my English was bad, was bad.
我一直对自己说，我英文不好，英文不好，英文不好。
So I never had opportunity to preach in English.
所以我就很少有机会用英文来讲道。
Until I confess that, you know, we overcome everything through Christ, we can do everything.
Yeah, 最后我必须要承认，跟神来承认，就是说。圣经说由从神来的就是一切都有可能。
If I can preach English and you can do anything.
如果我的英文讲到你各位也能够做任何的事情。
Okay, shall we read the scripture for today?
今天读一下今天的经文，马太福音。
Matthew 20.
二十。
20 is verse 8-16. Okay, shall we read together in whatever language you prefer?
到了晚上，园主对管事的说：“叫工人都来，给他工钱。从雇来的起到先来的为止，在有时出雇来的人来了，个人得了一钱银子；即是那先雇的来了，他们以为必要多得，谁知也是各得一钱。他们得了就埋怨家主说：‘我们整天劳苦受热，但后来的只做了一小时，你竟叫他们和我们一样吗？’”家主回答其中的一人说：“朋友，我不亏待你，你与我讲定的不是一样银钱吗？拿你的走吧，我给那后来的和给你一样，这是我愿意的。我的东西难道不可随我的意用吗？因为我做好人，你就红了眼吗？这样，那在后的将要在前，那在前的将要在后了。”有姑姐在此说，因为被召人同时的人少。
好，this year, our theme is renew the strength.
我们今天的今年的主题是重新得力。
As we are renewing our strength, we need to go back to the very basic fundamental of truth.
当我们要重新得力，我们必须回到最当初的最基本的要理。
Especially, to God's grace, we need to have a better understanding about God's grace.
所以，因为通过神的恩典，我们要更加深的明白神的这个真正的这个恩典。
That is to understand the meaning to us about God's grace.
所以，神的恩典对我们来说到底有何种的意义呢
？Otherwise, no matter how, even if we get the strength back, if we don't understand God's grace, then it's still in vain.
所以，我们即使那个重新得力，但是如果对神的恩典没有一个最基本的认识。我们就是从又会回到当初那个软弱无力的。
Because we may go back to the original that powerless and situation of us.
Yeah, 又会像当初一样软弱无力了。
I believe that the story we just read about the vineyard owner who hired the workers to work for him.
我们刚刚读到一段，就是这个葡萄园园主雇工人来替他做工的一个比喻。
There's no better illustrations about the grace of God through the story that we just read.
Yeah, 这一段故事可以让我们清楚明白的那个什么叫做神的恩典，这是一个非好再好不过的比喻。
See the vineyard owner go out early in the morning by himself.
葡萄园的园主一大早自己就出去了。
To work to seek those who want to find a job.
就去找一些这边打零工的人。
He did not just ask his personnel manager to do it, but do him by himself.
他没有叫他的人事部的经理去找人，而是他亲自去找。
And invite those who have nothing to do and ask them to work for him.
就是邀请那些所谓的没有事情做的。
Also promise to give them wages.
然后也答应给他们一天的工价。
So through this story, we see God's grace there.
所以从这里看到神的恩典。
He continued to extend His grace to even to the last moment, who come to work for Him.
所以神一直在邀请，到最后的时候还一直在邀请这些人进来替他工作。
And mostly, those workers for work for does not need any working experiences.
所以这些工人不需要任何的工作的经验
，no qualification, and they can work for him.
呀，不需要任何资格就可以为这个园主来做工。
See, nowadays, you finding a job is not easy.
今天我们找个工作容易吗
？When you submit your resume, in your resume, and then you write a lot of them, no matter how much you put on this, you cannot guarantee to get the job you are hoping for.
所以当你把你的简历、履历表送上去的时候，不管你这边写的多么的好、多么的天花乱坠，但是你还是很可能得不到你想要的工作。
Now here we see the problem.
所以我们看到这里。
Even we know that God's grace is so big, how great grace to us, but we still have some misunderstandings about it.
虽然我们知道神是多么的恩典是多么的伟大，但是我们对神的恩典还是有很多错误的观念。
And our attitude in responding to God's grace may not be appropriate.
因为我们对他的这个错误的观念，以至于我们的对他的态度、回应的态度也有问题。
And we don't even understand its profound meaning.
我们不知道他这种很深奥的道理。
So that this morning, I'm going to help us to understand.The God's grace, the meaning of God's grace.
So, 今天我要帮助大家能够了解神的恩典，它是怎么一回事。
So that we can renew our strength, so we can continue to experience God's grace.
So, 我们可以当我们重新得力的时候，我们可以继续不断的能够享受到神的恩典。
And keep moving forward.
然后可以继续努力向前走。
So three things we need to I need to share. The first is God's the common misunderstanding about God's grace.
So 第一样要讲的就是神的恩典给人常见的一种误解。
Shall we read the verse 8 and 9?
第八、第九节我们一起念。到了晚上，原主对管事的说，叫工人都来，给他们工钱，从后来的起到先来的为止，约在有出不来的人来的，个人得一钱银子。
Okay, so three points talking about the common misunderstandings.
所以人对神恩典的误解有三样。
The first one is God's grace is available only for some chosen people.
神的恩典只是给少数被拣选的人。
But verse 8 saying that the owner of the vineyard hire many people, all the peoples.
但在第八节我们看到这个主人家族他是雇所有的人，任何的人他都雇。
Yeah, so we misunderstand that God's grace of salvation is only given to those a few that he has chosen.
所以我们最常的误解就认为神的恩典、神的救恩是给少数他所拣选的人。
So we exclude many others.
就是对许多的人他是不拣选的。
Through this story, we understand that God's grace, that God's will is let everybody.
所以从这个故事我们看到，神的本意是
give everyone.The grace of God.
Yeah, 人人都能够得到神的恩典。
So through this this story, we see one point.
所以我们看到有一点。
When the owner hire co-workers to his vineyard, and the working opportunity is open to everybody.
所以当这个主人去这个请工人的时候，他是请邀请所有的人了，都可以来。
Regardless of age or gender,
不管你年龄大
小, old and young, you can participate.
不管是男是女, 是老是少,
This is very different from today's company who hire workers.
所以跟今天我们公司请人是非常不同的。
The qualification may be very strict.
我们今天公司请人这资格是非常重要的。
Even if the very low laborers,That they also need to have an interview.
即使最基层的员工也都必须要经过所谓的面谈。
If you are too young or too old, or you don't have any working experience, you may not get this low-paid job.
所以尽管是一个非常基本的工，但是你如果是太老或者太年轻，或者是资历不够，你还是不能得到这个最基本的工。
But here we see there's no qualification.For this job.
So we see that this 家族他是不需要 招工是不需要任何的资格的。
It indicating that God's grace is not just given to certain lucky people.
所以这表示说，神的恩典不是只给少数所谓的幸运者。
Regardless of the gender, age, that everybody is willing to accept the job and he can get it.
所以不管男女老少都可以得到这个机会。
But the problem is.Many people does not want to accept this grace, and yet they blame God for being unfair, as they have not been chosen.
但是问题就是说，很多人不想要接受这个恩典，反过来还要埋怨神，怪神不公平，只拣选那些少数的人。
This is the prejudice of the people.
这是我们世人的偏见。
And also our common misunderstanding.
也是我们常犯的一个错误。
The second misunderstanding is God's grace is offered because of man's work.
另外一个错误的观念就是神的恩典是由于出于人的付出，人的努力。
Verse 8, the second part, talking about beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first.
所以第八节的后半段讲到从后来的起到先来的为止。
God's grace that he gives the wages, it doesn't matter you come early or come late.
所以这个家主给的工价是不管你是前来还是后到都一样。
He gives the same wages.
给的工钱都是一钱银子都一样。
Okay, let us not to argue with the between fair and unfairness. And one thing very obvious.
我们先不要管它是到底公不公平，但有一件事情非常的明白。
It's no matter how much effort you put into this job or how long you spent at your work, there's nothing to do with getting your wages.
所以不管你对这个工作付出多少的劳力，或者你花了多少的时间，这跟你所得的工资是毫无关系的。
That explains that God's grace.And man's work, there's no connection in between.
So we 看到神的恩典跟人的工、人的努力是毫不相连的，没有关联的。
So this concept denied that many years we believed that the more you put the effort you put, and the more you will get in return.
所以对我们一贯的概念就是一分劳作一分收获，这个概念对我们来说是一个颠覆的一个概念。
Including the concept that if we go to heaven, then we need to do a good deeds.
包括我们要进天堂就要做好事啊。
So we deserve to go to heaven.
所以我们做的好事就应该上天堂啊。
But this concept is totally different.
但是我们这里讲的恩典是完全相反的，不一样的。
Because this is grace is we get without any condition.
因为所谓的恩典就是白白得了，没有任何的要求的。
We don't pay the price for that.
我们自己并没有为这个付上任何的代价。
But we said that there's a no free lunch, right?
但是每个人都知道没有所谓的白吃的午餐呀。
But getting God's grace, we don't need to pay the price. Does that make sense?
然后你又告诉我说，得到神的恩典不需要付任何代价，有理吗？有道理吗
？We need to pay the price.
当然，我们是需要付代价的，代价是需要付的。
But behind the scene, someone is paying the price for you.
但是这个代价是由别人来替我们所付的。
And it's very huge price.
而是一个非常大的一个代价。
Which is that Jesus Christ is paying the price for you by His own.Life.
而是耶稣基督用他自己的生命来为你付上了这个代价。
In other words, you can get this grace of God is simply because someone paid a huge price for you.
所以你能够得到所谓的不劳而获得到这个白白的恩典，是因为已经有人替你付上了巨大的代价。
It's not because you paid the price for yourself.
不是你自己付上了这个代价。
So the last misunderstanding is God's grace is different based on man's efforts.
另外一个误解就是神的恩典是根据人的劳苦而有所不同的。
Verse 9.
第九节
saying that the workers who were hired about 5 in the afternoon came and each received a denarius. Denarius.
所以约在有出故的人来了，个人得了一钱银子。
One denarius is a coin that for the labor one day.
所谓一钱银就是一天的工价，一般那个时代人一天工价大概就是一钱的银子。
The wage is very strange.
这个工价是很奇怪的。
Those who come early and come late, doesn't matter you work so hard or you're lazy, but at the end you receive the same wage.
奇怪的是，不管你早来的或是晚到的，或者你有没有辛勤的工作，或者在那边偷懒的，到最后都是一钱银子。
Which is one denarius.
就是一钱银子。
But we know if you come, first serve, right?
Yeah, 我们都是应该白来，早来的人应该多得呀。
If you come early and you get more, maybe you work long time and then you get more.
Yeah, 你工作时间长的话就应该得到更多了。
If you apply for your green card, you need to wait, right?
你有没有申请绿卡的时候不是也要等啊，先来后到啊。
But who submit late and then they receive early, it doesn't make sense, right?
你排到后面人突然在你前面，排到你前面的人，突然他比你先得
到。Through here we see, oh, God's unfair.
我们就会说，哎呀，神啊，你太不公平了。
So it's not persuasive to you that God is fair.
所以对我们来说，就是啊，神，你说神公平吗？我们大概不太能够相信吧。
So, but we see that God's is righteousness.
我们相信神是一个公义的
神。Justice,
yeah, 是公平的，公义的。
Is the most fair God.
最公平的神。
But here we can, how can we see that?
这里我们看到丝毫没有看到一分毫的公平啊，公平何在呢？
So I would like we to know three terms that we need to sometimes we confuse about these three terms: grace, mercy, and punishment.
所以我今天跟大家分享三个英文字，翻译出来中文就是恩典，一个就是怜悯，一个就是处罚。
Grace is we get what we do not deserve.
恩典就是我们得到是我们不应该得的。
And mercy is we do not get what we deserve.
怜悯就是我们没有得到我们应该得到的。
And punishment is we get what we deserve.
刑罚就是我们得到我们应该得到的。
Does that make sense to you?
有点绕口令哈，大家清楚了没有？You get it, right? Okay.
Okay, we do not deserve this, but we get it.
我们不应该得到这个恩典，但是我们居然得到了。
That's God's grace.
那就是神的恩典啊。
Nobody deserves that.
没有人能够配得的。
But God gave everyone.
神就是给你了。
That's grace.
这就是恩典。
So God's grace is different from God's reward.
所以神的恩典跟神的奖赏是不同的，两码事。
God's grace is given to those who do not deserve.
神的恩典是给那些不配得的人。
But God's reward is give to those who deserve.
然后神的奖赏是给那些配得的人。
Only on the judgment date.
就在这个审判的日的时候
that last week you listen go back to listen last week I mentioned about it
所以上礼拜来讲到我有提到
but here the focus is God's grace is God that give all workers that working for him that they don't deserve that
所以我们今天讲的恩典就是给所有这些不配得的人他们得到这个居然得到这个工价
in fact we often don't know ourselves
我们常常是不自量力的。
We see ourselves too much, too high.
我们把自己捧得太看，自视太高。我们常常是。
So we thought we misunderstanding God's grace, and between God's grace and God's reward.
所以我们常常把神的恩典跟神的奖赏搞混淆了。
Okay, so the first one is misunderstandings, but the second part is God's grace.The responding attitude to God's grace.
So, 第二点就是人对神的恩典的一种回应的态度。
Shall we read verse 10 to 12?
我们读一下十到十二。
Okay, go.
即是那先雇的来的，他们以为必要多得， 谁知也是各得一钱，他们得了就埋怨家主说，我们整天劳苦受热，那后来的只做了一小时，你竟叫他们和我们一样吗？家主回答其中的一人说，朋友，我不亏待你，你与我讲定的不是一钱银子吗？
Okay, through the passage we see three kinds of attitude.
所以从这段经我们看到三种态度。
The first one is a man would expect to get more grace.
所以人就总是期待能够得到更多的恩典。
So the verse 10 talking about when those who came who were hired first, they expect to receive more.
所以我们看第十节，这些先来的人，他们认为就是，哎，我一定要多得。
Yeah, that makes sense to all of us.
我们对，我想大家也都认同这一点，是吧？
Yes. So that indicating that in ministry, some people had pride inside.
所以看到，当我们在侍奉的时候，我们常常有些人、某些人或者有些人，或者我们自己心里是常常有一种骄傲的心态。
They thought that if they do more, then they will get something more.
认为就是我们既然多付出，我们就应该多获得啊。
So this is also in our attitude that is indicating that the attitude has some problem.
所以就表示我们态度上是有问题的。
In fact, we know that God had never promised them that if you do more, then you get more.
因为神这个家族并没有答应说你多做就会多得呀。
If you do less, and then you receive less.
没有说你少做少得，多得多多得啊。
The vineyard owner clearly said that give one denarius to each, but why did they respect more?
所以这个家族讲得非常的明白，每一个人的工价就是一钱银子，那为什么有的人还会有所不同的期盼呢？
That is because their attitude is wrong.
因为他们的态度出了问题。
They use man's standard to measure God.
因为他用神的标准来衡量神，用人的标准来衡量神。
Yeah, same thing that we often do the same thing.
我们也同样的犯这样的错误。
We thought that God's grace just go to heaven.
我们认为神的恩典就让我们上天堂啊。
So we misunderstand that, oh, if go to heaven, then the last moment I believe in Jesus, then I can go to heaven. Oh, I will be satisfied.
所以我们认为就是，哎，我们等到最后一刻信主了，哎，就可以上天了，不就很好吗？
Yeah, how many of you, you know, believe that, oh, if I can wait until last moment, then I can go to heaven. Oh, then that's worth it.
有多少人认为说，我等到最后一刻，然后信了就上天了，就很好了，有没有？
But they forget those people before their condition. They have nothing to do and waiting on the street.
那他们忘了他们当初是如何的在街上游手闲荡无事可做的那个状态。
No one offered job to them.
没有一个人要雇他们。
They only endure the sunshine and endure maybe the rains.
Yeah, 在外面风吹雨打也没有人去雇他们。
Nobody care about them.
没有人关心他们。
Nobody offered a job to them.
没有人给他们工作的机会。
The vineyard owner offered them the job and go to work for me.
但是这个葡萄园的家主过来给他们工作，然后叫他们说：“来来来，来我的园子里，来来来来，大家都来，大家都来。”
The vineyard, you know, have you ever seen the grape tree?
你们有没有看过这个葡萄藤、葡萄树爬得很高
？It's not it's not a tree, you know. It's
藤 ，yeah.
Vine, yes, yes. So that they have a shadow to protect from the sun.
所以在葡萄架下面你可以有很多的阴凉的地方哈。
And the master did not ask them to work so hard.
然后
no rest, no break, work so hard.
主人也没有跟他们说你一定要每分每秒都给我工作，然后都不能停啊，没有啊。
They can enjoy, come to enjoy.
甚至就说来来来来，我这里这个来。
Come to have fun.
要大家来享乐一下。
And you can eat whatever you can eat.
吃所有的葡萄。
If I were the worker, I was so happy.
如果 如果我是工人，我就太高兴了。
If you are the worker, you expect to come early or come late.
所以如果你是那个工人的话，你是愿意早点进园子里呢，还是晚点进园子？请问。
Let's imagine.
我们可以想象一下。
One day.
有一天。
In Irvine.
在 Irvine, 尔湾市。
All the grocery store shut down. Close.
所有的超市都关门了。
All the restaurant shut down.
所有的餐馆也关门了。
Oh, you have nothing to eat.
啊，没东西吃。
But the city offer each one has an admission to go to only restaurant who are open in town.
所以这个城市就每个人发了一张票，你们可以到这个唯一开门的这家餐馆去吃。
It's lobster buffet.
龙虾的 buffet.
All you can eat.
吃到饱。
From 10 a.m. until 9 p.m.
早上10点开门，可以吃到晚上9点。
And what time do you, will you decide to go?
请问你要什么时候进去？
You will say, "Ah, oh, we'll come the last moment, 9 o'clock." Yeah,
快关门了，9点再进去吗？
And you will be happy that you get one minute before 9 o'clock, before they close. Will you be happy?
然后人家关门前一分才进去， 请问你会很高兴吗？
No response.
会很高兴吗？
Are you still daydreaming?
不会啊，吃不到龙虾了是吧？
So sometimes
九点就进去，有个人九点进去了，okay, 很诚实啊。
That's the same attitude.
所以是同样的道理。
We wait until last moment and then we go to heaven.
我们等到最后一秒钟，最后一分钟才信主，才上天堂。
But we forgot what is heaven.
但我们忘了什么叫做天堂呢？
What is the heaven is the place that God presence.
天堂就是与主同在的那个，就是天堂。
We can experience God's presence right here.
我们在这里就可以享受到与神同在的。
Right now, it's not to wait until you go to heaven.
不需要等到上天堂。
So this is God's grace.
这就是神的恩典。
But sometimes we hurt. That's why we hurt, that we regret. We believe, we become Christian too late.
所以有时候我们常常听到有人跟我讲，哎呀，我当初为什么等这么久才信主呢？真是后悔呀。
I hope that we can believe in Jesus, we can receive the salvation earlier.
然后说，哎呀，真是但愿当初能够早点信主，早点得到神的救恩，多好啊。
Okay, the second attitude.
另外一个态度就是,
men would complain about receiving grace not enough.
认为就是恩典不够。
Verse
11. 看到第11节,
when they receive it, they began to grumble against the landowner.
所以他们得了就埋怨家主说,
those who were called to work in the vineyard and then also get the wages that they already promised.
So 这些被邀请进园子里做工的，而且得到他的工价的人。
But very strange, they got the wages, but why they still complain?
很奇怪了，他们已经得到所应许的工价，为什么还要埋怨？
If they don't get paid, then they complain. Then we can understand.
呀，如果他们没有得工价，然后埋怨，我们可以谅解的。
But obviously, they got the pay. They got paid, but why they can't? You know, they can't be satisfied.
明明已经拿了工价，为什么还是这样的不满呢？
The reason is because their responding attitude has a problem.
问题就是他们对神的恩典的回应的态度是有错误的。
They are jealous about God's generous.
他们对神的大度、神的慷慨，他们是有一种嫉妒的心态。
They believe that they get is what they get is not enough.
他们认为我所得的是不够的。
So they want to get more.
所以他们要的是更多。
Likewise, if our attitude, serving attitude, our motivation of our serving attitude is just to get more wages, to get more benefits, then we will easily complain.
同样的，如果是我们的动机或者目的是得到更多的工价的话，好处的话，那我们就是很容易会变成这样，很容易埋怨。That
is because receiving wages has become our motivation.
因为得工价变成了我们的动机。It's
no longer to fulfill God's purpose to become our motivation.
不是能够完成神的 工作，神的目的变成我们的动机。
Today we are able to serve the Lord. It's because God's mercy and God's grace.
今天我们能够侍奉主，是因为神的恩典、神的怜悯。
We are all unworthy to serve Him.
我们都是不配来侍奉他的人。
And yet God gives the opportunity and grace to us.
但是神给我们这样的机会。
If we serve Him through His grace, then we should treasure the opportunity.
所以当我们因他的恩典的这个侍奉的机会，我们应该感激，心存感激。
Then our attitude inside will change.
然后我们内心的动机跟态度就会有所不同。
Then we won't complain.
我们就会埋怨了。
Instead, we can give thanks.
然后我们会给神感谢神啊。
We can praise others.
我们能够感谢别人，能够赞美别人呢。
In other words, if we understand our status and then understand the serving purpose, then we can change our attitude.
所以当我们知道我们的地位，知道我们这个服事的这个目的是何在的话，我们的态度就会有所改变。
So we can give thanks instead of complaining.
所以我们能够以赞美来代替埋怨。
Luke 17 verse 10 says,
路加福音十七第十节说
Shall we read it together?
我们一起念好吧，这样你们做完了一切所吩咐的，只当说我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应分做的。
Okay, the last attitude.
最后一个态度。
Men would like to compare the grace with each other.
我们喜欢彼此的攀比比较。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
They said that they have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day.
他们说我们整天劳苦受热，到那后来的只做了一小时，你竟叫他们和我们一起一样吗？
If you read verse 1 through verse 7,
如果你从第一节读到第七节的话，
the owner only asked them to get into the vineyard.
家主原主只叫请他们进到园子里。
And then don't even tell them what to do.
也没有跟他们指挥他们做这个做那个的。
Just came in.
就进来就好了，进来，大家都进来。
So first, this is they want to do hard work.
所以是他们自己要。
No one forced them.
要没有人强迫他们去做所谓的苦工。
Okay, second.
第二。
They start to compare with others.
然后他们就是开始彼此抱怨。
When you compare, you will pick someone better or worse. You want to pick someone better, right?
所以当你跟人家比较，是往跟上面的比呢，还是跟不如你人的比呢？一定是跟好的比，是吧？
But here is compared to the worst one.
这里你看到是跟什么？跟不如你的人，所谓的不如你人去比。
But don't compare.
但我们就说我们不要攀比，不要比。
If you compare, then you can't sleep well, you can't eat well.
你一开始跟人家比的话，你就吃喝睡觉都不行了。
Have you have this kind of experience?
你们有没有这样的经验
呢？ That if you don't compare, you are satisfied. But you compare with others, then you can't sleep well.
当你没有跟人家比的时候，你的吃得香也睡得着。当你一旦跟人家相比的时候，吃什么都不香，睡也睡不着了。
How come my colleague did not work as I do, but he got more wages than I get?
我这位同事，跟我也比起来也做的也并不比我好，为什么他的薪水比我多嘞？
How come my classmate did not get my grade as high as I did?
Yeah, 我这个同学在学校的功课比不上我呀。
But he get more his job, he get more paid.
那他的薪水为什么也比我高嘞？
How come?
成绩比我差嘞。
How come?
为什么嘞？
I'm more handsome than my friend.
Yeah, 我比我这个朋友长得好看多了吧。
But his wife is more beautiful than my wife.
为什么娶了？为什么他的老婆比我的老婆要好看？
Compare.
比啊。
Oh, then you start to you can't sleep.
然后你就睡不着。
You can't eat well.
吃不香了。
See, that is the result of you know, we like to compare with others.
所以我们当跟人家攀比的时候，这就是这样一个下场。
We have so many things to compare.
我们比的东西太多了吧
？Your family, your job, your children, everything.
哎呀，你的工作、你的家庭、你的小孩，所有一切你都可以跟人家去比的。
Even you see people what they wear and everything.
穿什么？人家穿什么
？Then your attitude. Something wrong in your attitude.
态度有问题。
So you would know, if I would know this in earlier, I won't compare myself with anyone anymore.
所以你说，哎呀，我都早知道，我就不跟某某人比了。
Because I might lose my satisfaction and happiness after you
done this. 因为一比的话，我就不高兴了，我就不满足了。
So, but it's hard. Sometimes we, you know, it's hard to not to compare.
所谓是知易行难啊，就是说的容易，做起来很难。
But one thing we can do is to change our attitude.
然后我们可以做的一件事就是改变我们的态度。
If our serving attitude is healthy, then you will be happy about getting same grace.
如果我们侍奉的是一种健康的态度，那我对我们所得的工价，不管怎样的工价，我们都会觉得很满足。
Then it won't give you the negative attitude.
然后你就不会有带来的这种负面的态度。
For instance, this morning I saw some people come early.
So, 比如说今天早上看到有的人很早就一大早就来了。
8 o'clock in the morning and come to serve and do so many things.
开始做这个做那个做那个的。
But some came late, like 5 minutes ago, just want to listen to the sermon.
有的人就是来做个大礼拜，就刚刚才
But if I announce that after the service, we all go to eat lunch together.
如果我完了以后就说大家一起吃饭哦。
But do you think that those who come early, they will get so mad, and then they will yell like a thunderstorm? Will they do that? No.
那你觉得那个从早上八点就来开始做事人会很生气吗？甚至于大发雷霆吗？
I believe because their attitude is healthy, then they won't do that.
当然不会，因为他们整个的心态是健康的，所以他不会说因为哦早来的跟你晚来都一样吃同样的饭，不会的。
So attitude is very important.
所以心态非常重要。
The last thing is talking about the meaning of the God's grace to us.
最后一件是神的恩典对人的重要的意义。
So we'll keep moving on. Verse 13 to 15.Okay, so shall we read together?
家主回答其中的一人说：“朋友，我不亏负你，你与我讲定的不是一钱银子吗？拿你的走吧，我给那后来的和给你一样，这是我愿意的。我的东西难道不可以随我的意思用吗？因为我做好人，你就红了眼吗？”
Okay, three meanings. First,
第一个。
The giving grace is based on God's faithfulness.
所以神的恩典是根据他自己的信实给的。
Verse 13.
第十三。
It's talking about, but he answered one of them, I'm not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius?
这里讲对其中一个人说，朋友，我不亏负你，你与我讲定的不是一钱银子吗？
God.Do what he said. That is his faithful.
神是信实的，言而有信的。
The vineyard owner promised to give each worker one denarius.
所以家主答应说，每人是一钱银子的工价。
And every workers get one.
然后每个工人都有一钱银子。
Even who came late, still get one.
晚来的也是一千银子。
God kept His promise to give them one. God same thing. God keep His promise.
所以神是信实的，是守信的。
But compared to us,
然后与我们相比的时候
，we often that we can do what we said.
我们常常有的时候不能够言而无信的。
God keep His promise and fulfill His promise to us.
所以神是信实的，也能够实现他对我们所应许的。
So he owes us nothing.
所以他不欠我们什么。
But we did not keep our promise to him.
但有时候我们对相对的，我们对神是不守信的。
Sometimes we preach that we want to love God more. We want to read the Bible every day. We want to preach the gospel to everyone.
我们常常是跟神说，我们要更读经祷告，我们要对很多人传福音，常常给神这样一个答应。
But do you fulfill your promise to God?
但是你有守住你的诺言吗？
God did not owe you, but we owe God.
神不欠我们，我们欠他的才是多。
Here we please pay attention to this.
请大家注意。
A lot of people complain.
很多人喜欢抱怨。
In this scripture, but why God, why the Lord, the master only blamed one of them?
这里有很多的工人在那抱怨，但为什么神只是家主回来只对其中一个人说呢？
I think this is also implied.
这个对我们来说也非常适用的。
That God is also blame you alone.
神也是把你选出来，你就是那一个人，神也是对你说话的。
We often think about a lot of people, but God is just talking to you alone.
所以我们常常想，哦，神在跟某某某很多人、别人说话，但是事实上，神正在对你说话。
We need to feel guilty and repent.
我们必须要觉得有所羞愧而有所悔改。
Because not only because we come short of the glory of God because of our sins.
因为我们有时候犯罪，亏欠神的荣耀。
But also we often We owe the Lord in ministry that the, in the ministry that entrusts to us due to our unfaithfulness.
而且同时我们在侍奉上，我们常常因为亏欠了神的托付，不是一个信实的。
But even we do this, that God have never given us up.
即使如此，神还是没有放弃我们。
Because He is faithful.
因为他是信实的神。
He want to save us to the end.
他要救我们救到底。
Yeah, we are unworthy to serve him, but he wants to save us.
我们是不配去服侍他的，他却要拯救我们。
Even though we break our promise, but he will still keep his promise.
虽然我们不信守我们的誓言，但是他却是信实的。
Second Timothy 2:13.
提摩太后书二章十三节。
Shall we read it together?
一起念好吗？我们众人失信，他仍是可信的，因为他不能背乎自己。
There is another translation, a newer version.
新译本是这样说的。
Shall we read it together?
我们众人不信，他仍然是信实
的，
因为
他
不
能
否
定
自
己。
这话是可信的。
So we need to know God's faithfulness.
我们知道神是信实的。
The second meaning to us is the given grace is offered by God's willingness.
所以神给恩典是说他甘心乐意的给。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
Take your pay and go.
拿你的走吧。
I want to give the one who was hired last the same as I give you.
我给那后来的和给你的一样，这是我愿意的。
When the owner talked to the one who complained, that take your pay and go.
当家主对这个抱怨人说：“拿你的工价走吧。”
If I were the owner, I won't say that.
我如果是家主的话，我连这句话都不会说的。
I say keep your money here, keep your pay here, and go.
就说把钱留下，走人。
Empty hand and go.
钱留下，人走。
You don't know that I'm willing to give you, and then why you come? You so criticize.
我本来愿意给你，那你为什么抱这么多的抱怨干什么？
干脆
不给了。
Don't you know you?And he, the same, unworthy.
So, you 难道不知道你跟他是同样的不配吗？
You don't deserve that. But it's the one that I want to give you is from my willingness.
Yeah, 然后你即使不配，但是因为我乐意给，我就给了。
In fact, I think that the master is very difficult to be.
所以当这个家主是非常困难的。
If you are a boss of a company,
如果你是个大公司的大老板。
All of your employees is either come late or leave early.
如果你的员工都是早迟到早退的话
，and then the company cannot reach the goal, so you lose money every month.
那因为达不到公司的业绩，所以你每个月都在亏钱。
But you also have mercy toward your employees' families.
但是因为你很怜悯这些员工的家属们。
So you still keep paying them, you know, the wages.
所以每个月还有薪水照发。
So they give the same salary as before.
所以从前一样的发同样的薪水。
Then if one of the employee come to you say, "Oh, how come I go home on time, but some people go early and come late?" But they get the same wages as I do. I do. It's not fair.
如果有一个员工跑过来跟你说，哎，我每天都很早就到，那有人是迟到早退，他为什么拿了工价薪水跟我一样？不公平啊！
But if you are the boss,
如果你是这个老板的话，
will you give him more money?
你会给他更多的钱吗？
He did not get reach the goal that he's supposed to.
因为他没有达到他业绩啊，没有达到他标准呢。
In fact, if we don't know God well, we will do the same thing.
如果我们不明白神的话，我们就跟这个员工一样，同样的方法，同样的事情做出来。
Which that we will be self-centered.
我们就会自我中心，自我膨胀。
And expect that God will accomplish it in our way.
神会照着我们的方法去行事。
But we don't even know that we are unworthy.
我们甚至连我们自己配
不配得都不知道。We don't deserve any grace.
我们根本不知道我们自己根本是不配得这个恩典的。
So God does not extend grace based on what we deserve, because we could never do enough to deserve the amount of grace God offers.
所以神不会按照我们应得的给我们的恩赐，因为我们是永远没有办法达到神所赐的恩典那个标准。
The last meaning is.The giving grace is determined by God's sovereignty.
So, 就神给恩典是取决于他的主权。
Verse 15 is talking about, don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money?
我的东西难道不可以随我的意思用吗？
And all you are envious because I am generous.
你们眼红的，因为我做好人，你们就红的眼吗？
I think this master is very difficult to be because he don't give in his own sovereignty that he's supposed to have.
呀，这个主人做的是真是难呀，因为他连起码自己做自主权都没有。
Instead, that the servant asks the master to do what he wants.
而是这个仆人来反问，来主人要主人做他。想要做的事情。
It doesn't make sense.
没有道理啊。
But it's also mentioned about his jealous, his envious.
也提到这个仆人，这个工人的他的嫉妒心。
It's a red eye, but in original meaning, it's evil eye.
这里讲到红的眼睛，其实原文就是邪恶的眼。
Focus on bad things in.
里面已经坏了，里面是邪恶的。
So the heart has begun to trigger evil thoughts.
Yeah, 心里面已经开始发邪念了。
Oh, that is too much.
哦，太过分了。
But in fact, we are doing the same thing.
事实上，我们做的不是也是这么样同样的事情吗
？Often we say that we need to be submissive to God's leading.
我们常常说我们要顺服，信靠神。
But when we pray.And we ask God to do the things according to what we want.
但是当我们祷告，常常是求神能够照我们的旨意来成全。
Are we doing the same thing?
难道我们不是做同样的事情吗？
But if God does not fulfill what we desire, then in our heart we start to have the evil thoughts.
如果神不能照我们的心意去做的话，我们心里就开始有些不好的念头。
Don't you know that God is almighty, is all powerful?
难道我们知道神是如此的伟大，是大能的神吗？
That when you look up that all he created, that you will say, wow, he is so great.
当我们看到他创造的所有的这一切的时候，我们应该是从打心里一种仰慕，一种赞赏，一种哇。
How great thou art.
呀，神啊，你真伟大。
But this powerful God, this almighty, this mighty and transcendent God should listen to your opinions.
这样一个大有权柄、伟大超凡的神。
And yet you would not give him the sovereignty to do whatever he has to do?
而你还不让他有他的主权去做他要做的事情吗?
Who are you?
你是谁呢?
The Bible reminds us.
所以圣经就提醒我们,
the Lord says to Moses, shall we read Romans
9:15? 我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。
Okay, let us to learn to respect God's sovereignty.
我们要学习能够尊重神的主权。
Let God be God.
让神做神。
And you only need to obey and be submissive.
你只要去顺服信靠。
Whatever you have, you give thanks.
你所有的 都要献上感谢。
So as for the conclusion,
然后我们的结论是,
understanding God's grace so that we can cherish the opportunity of today.
明白神的恩典就会珍惜现今的机会。
the very last verse, we feel very strange.
这我觉得很奇怪哦。
It's not connect to the previous.
就是跟前面的好像有点不连贯哦。
But one thing we know that when the master give the wages to all the co-workers, that supposedly he give the one who come early and give first, and then who come late and give later. But it's the opposite.
我们看到家属发薪水的时候，应该是早到的早发，晚到的晚发，但是刚好是相反，晚到的先发。
I believe there is a purpose there.
我觉得这里有个目标。
It's to responding the conclusion as the stated in verse 16.
也就是来印证我们今天所做的一个结论，在十六节的一个结论。
Which is God wants to give the last one who came in. There's a reason for that.
好，这样那在后的就要在前。
Shall we read together?
一起哈，这样那在后的就要在前，在前的就要在后的。
There's a reason for that.
所以这个有个道理的。
Don't think that you believe, become Christian for a long time, then you think you are the one who come early.
不要以为因为你做了基督徒很久老基督徒的，你就是那个早进园子的人。
No, in fact, we all come late. We all come in late.
事实上是我们那些后来的人。
But God has a purpose for us.
但神对我们是有个期待的,
who are come late.
就是我们自己后来的,
it's God's grace given to those who come late has a purpose that they need to go to become first.
所以神对这后来的人特别有恩典，是因为神期盼他们这些后来的能够再变成在前面的。
And the first will be the last.
然后在前的变成在后。
So we are unworthy to receive God's grace.
所以我们都不配得神的恩典。
But God's desire is for us to receive grace, then we'll continue to change our life so that we can, from the last, become the first.
所以神的本意是要我们都能够得恩典，而且继续不断的能够进步，所以我们能够从在后的变成在前。
If you know God's grace, then you will cherish the opportunity. You will move forward.
所以你当你了解神的恩典是怎么一回事的时候，你会有这个动机，这个激励要从后到前。
To live out His purpose.
能够活出他在你身上的目的。
You know we are so lucky because it's not many people are called.
我们非常的幸运，因为不是。 许多人是有这个机会被呼召的。
We are the few among those that who are chosen.
所以我们是被招选中的一小撮人。
We need to cherish the opportunity.
我们必须要感激，要珍惜这个机会。
Don't become the one who do nothing, but only know how to complain.
不要变成一个一事无成，然后会做的唯一事情就是。
We pray that God will give us the strength back. Knowing the grace, God's grace,
然后真正的认识到什么叫神的恩典。
That is the amazing grace.
也就是所谓的奇异的恩典。
Shall we respond
to this
amazing grace?
回应诗七十五，奇异恩典。
奇异恩典何等甘甜，我最。